When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service Brewer. Today's hardware, Rosie's Corner, and our great friend Brian Comboy of MassMutual New York State. Tax efficient retirement planning. Go with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. And a big time thanks to friends of the program as well, the Swan and Whitaker families, Bob Lindsley and Daryl Abert. So Scottie Scheffler is Masters champion, and he's now won two of these things. He's kind of on his way, not kind of, he is on his way to legendary status. And I think that there are just a couple of, you know, quick takeaways on Scheffler. And I'm going to talk about a couple of the other guys, but mostly this is about Scottie Scheffler. Because I think we should talk a lot more about the winner, you know, than we do. I mean, you know, there were people commenting on Tiger and this and that, and I'll mention like a quick blip on Tiger, but you know, the first thing is Scheffler. I think there's a few guys on tour who have the ability to go out and win golf tournaments anywhere in the world, right? Anywhere, any course, anywhere in the world. Now you could say, well, everybody can do that because they can all drive it long, they can all putt it, they can this and that, but when you're elite in a couple of major categories and your all-around game, think Rory 10 years ago, obviously think Tiger in his prime, that kind of thing. Scheffler is pretty much that right now. Now, I'm not saying he's Tiger Woods, okay? But he is that guy who can hit it a mile, and he can shape his shot to get so far down and around the trees at a place like Augusta that he's got a 20 to 40 yard advantage right out of the chute. And then you take the iron play where he strikes it, maybe not the best on tour or maybe not the best 3 or 5 or 7 on tour, but he's always in the top 10 in that category as well. And oh, by the way, Scottie Scheffler probably thanking to a degree Rory McIlroy. Oh, yeah, hey, Scottie Scheffler. He should go to a mallet putter. Oops, Rory, you want to take that one back? Scottie Scheffler's elite putting comes back. I know he had a couple of blips on days 3 and 4 at the Masters, but that is there. And when he putts that way, forget it. And there is a comeback mentality to his game as well. And that's what I wanted to get to. Scottie Scheffler, after the first two rounds, so if you go back to the first round, okay, where he shot 66, he was flawless after day one mostly, right? Birdied 2, birdied 6, birdied 12, 13, 15, 16, 4 birdies on the back, okay? He shot 66, pretty darn good. He shot an even par 72 on Friday, and how about these wins, by the way, at Augusta? Wow, he birdied 2 again. He loved 2. Loved 2 all week. I think he had, yeah, he had the birdie round 2, both birdies. He bogeyed 5, bogeyed 7, and you're like, "Whoa, okay, there's some vulnerability here." This was round 2, by the way. Birdie 2, bogey 6, bogey 7, birdie 8, came right back, even par. Then he birdied 10, bogeyed 13, then he parred out, right? Okay. Round 3, you're like, okay, after the third hole, I legitimately said this is over for the tournament. I'm like, he birdied 1, birdied 3. But then he bogeyed 4. And then he double bogeyed 10. And then he bogeyed 11. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, is he really vulnerable? Because we knew the year that he had coming in, right? I mean, he had the back-to-back with the Players and the Arnie, and then he had another second-place finish, and you're going, this guy is the best player in the world. I don't think it's by, a lot of people are saying it's by miles. I don't know if it's by miles, but it's by a decent space right now. And I'm going, hold on a minute. This dude right now is 2 over par, and he's on the back 9, the toughest stretch of the course. And he just basically middle fingered the next few holes. He went par eagle, par birdie, did bogey 17, but then again, comeback ability, birdie on 18. That birdie on 18, that stretch from 13, I know he had the bogey on 17, but that was part of the, it was almost like kind of like a two-way comeback. He came back after a three-way comeback, I should say. Three comebacks overall, right? When you really think about it. Because he bogeyed 4, doubles 10, bogeys 11, comes back eagle, birdie on 13, 15. Right? Well, 2 comebacks. And then he bogeys 17. You're like, okay, you know, is he going to end poorly the way? Nope. Birdies 18. Confidence flushed right back into him. And then he birdies 18. And I'm going, this dude is just, he's got the comeback vibes as well. I'm down. This game is hard. But he's kind of an aw shucks, old school, soft teddy bear kind of dude. You know, Scott Van Pelt talked about this on the Pardon My Take show. He's an aw shucks dude. Private, doesn't do social media. You know, was ready to leave if they got the phone call about, you know, his wife going into labor. And then you go into round 4 and he did it again. He birdies 3, you're like, okay, here he comes. But then he bogeyed 4, he bogeyed 7, you're like, what's happening? Then he goes birdie, 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 8, 9, 10. Then he bogeys 11. There was a little bit of a window where multiple players were up there and tied, and you're like, okay. And then he said, nope, middle finger again, 13, 14, 16, game over, birdies on all those holes. That is another quality of the Jacks, Arnies, Tigers, Hogan's, Jones's, Phil's, those kind of dudes. Tom Watson, those kind of dudes. the comeback ability when you're down. Ah, you think you got me. You think I took the foot off the throat. Oops. Bang, bang, bang. You're dead again. He had that ability. I'm going to get into his competition and a couple of thoughts on Tiger and where we're going from here with Scottie Scheffler as well here on the ML Sports Platter. Brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And thanks to Camillo's Golf Club, Welch & Company Jewelers, Bowers & Company CPAs, and our great friends at Stumble & Monkey Brewing Company.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning your trip to the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
ML Sports Platter brought to you by CH Insurance. Bundle your home and auto today at chinsurance.cc. And a tip of the cap thank you to Burn Dairy, Rosie's Corner, and Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare. So, look, the competition was outstanding. I mean, how many majors, how many tournaments is Ludvig Åberg going to win, right? I mean, here's the thing. We do this all the time in golf. We're doing it with Scheffler right now. Oh, he's got two majors. He's this, he's that. He's going to be this. He's going to win that. Well, he's got two majors at 27. He's got two green jackets at 27. I'm not saying anything anymore. Because 10 years ago, Rory McIlroy had four. And we were like, okay. Like, this dude is on his way. I mean, there were people who were like, this guy's going to challenge Tiger. Tiger Woods, that guy. And it was easy to say that to a degree because it was 2014. He was 24 years old with four majors. Well, now Rory's 34 years old with four majors. Golf's hard. But we were doing it with Rory. Don't do it with Scotty. Don't do it with anybody. Don't say they're Tiger. Don't say, just let him play. Let him play. That's the lesson we should have learned with Tiger. Because it's on the course, off the course, personal, professional, whatever. Tiger Woods, oh, he's going to blow Jack Nicklaus's record out of the water. And boy, did it look like that. I thought so too. I thought he was going to get 20 minimum. I did. Especially after the Tiger Slam and especially after 2005 and 6. I'm like, this dude is going to... Then his dad dies, the personal stuff, Alan Nordigan, blah, blah, blah. The divorce, the women... The body, the knees, the back, the surgeries, the painkillers, blah, 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 the accidents. And here we are. He's three short of Jack, and he's never going to win one again. Never going to win one again. So, let's just let these guys play. But, it's hard not to get excited about guys like Scheffler and Ludvig Åberg, right? I mean, look at this guy. Right? The Swede is 24 years old. He is Rory's age. Think about that for a minute. As everybody's going nuts about Åberg, McIlroy had four majors at that time. That's incredible. right? But hey, this guy, he's still got a few to play in his 24-year calendar, right? His 24 years of age calendar. But I can tell you this, even if he wins the rest of them, it's not what Rory had, right? I mean, that's literally what we're dealing with, right? That's what golf, is a wild game, right? Golf is a wild, wild game. But like some of this competition, you know, Scheffler held off. Max Homa probably played the best golf of his life. Lost by 7 strokes. He was right there, fell off a little bit. Back 9 got a lot of these guys. Morikawa, Smith, Homa, right? DeChambeau was there in the beginning and then fell off. Cam Smith, Xander Schauffele. Look at the top of the leaderboard. And I know it was the first Masters for Åborg, but I'm just going to lump him in because you have to, right? He hasn't won a major. I mean, he's still young, plenty of time. But you get the point. Look at all the guys at the top of the leaderboard who have not won major championships. You know? Åborg, Fleetwood, right? There's a lot of them there. Xander Schauffele, right? But then there's the other part that they have won major championships, right? Bryson DeChambeau, right? There's those kind of guys, right? So I think that, you know, when you look at it, you know, Cam Smith won the Open Championship 2 years ago. You know, you look at these kind of players. There's a lot of people who think that Will Zalatoris is going to take off here pretty soon and win a major or two. Will Zalatoris still has yet to win a major. He's 27 years old. He's a freaking stud. It shows you how hard this thing is, folks. You know, it really does. You know, Bryson DeChambeau is another player who, obviously, Scottie Scheffler had to stave off. He's won a major championship. He won the 2020 U.S. Open. I was trying to remember if it was 2020 or 2021. As the years go on, they start getting lumped together, don't they? And then you start to get older and blah, blah, blah. Like, no doubt about it. So he had to stave off all those guys, too. And it was the mistakes that those guys would make, like Homa was right there, and then he goes on that back and he doubles 12th. Right? Boom. That was his big, you know, moment when he was kind of there, Boom, he doubles 12. Okay, see you later. Scottie Scheffler. You know, Scottie Scheffler goes ahead and just stays the course. He goes birdie, bogey to start the back nine. Then he goes par, birdie, birdie, par, birdie. See ya, you know. It was in that wheelhouse of 10, 11, 12. Can somebody get him? Morikawa, double bogeys 11. That 10, 11, 12 stretch was where a lot of guys got eaten alive. And it was Scheffler who stayed the course. I thought that was one of the huge moments of the tournament. You know, where he went bogey at 11. That was the final, you don't, you know, the door's a little wide open, guys. Let's see, you know, can somebody, you know, shove it wide open? Nope. That was probably the last biggest, most impressive sort of staving off in this tournament. No doubt about it. You know, I'm sure Max Homa, you know, wake up Monday morning, the Rosebush, you know, and they're going to yell and scream. All the players, you know, hitting in the drink. And, you know, it's, that's part of golf and that's, you know, what everybody's got to deal with. You know, it's making those shots on the back nine at the Masters. I don't know, you know, how those guys do it. I really don't. You know, and Scottie Scheffler was able to hold off, you know, everybody. And it was an amazing thing. You know, congratulations, obviously, go out to Tiger Woods for his cut streak. You know, that's really something else when you think about it. Obviously, I know it doesn't, you know, it doesn't include, you know, a Masters that you, you know, would pull out of, you know, prior to the cut being finalized or a tournament that you don't enter. I mean, you can't, you know, well, did you make the cut? Well, you didn't play. Or, you know, you played the first round, had to withdraw, like, yourself. Well, okay. You know, you withdrew prior to the cut being finalized. You know, it doesn't count that. It's just full tournament, you know, kind of made sort of thing. And he'd never finished last in the Masters. You know, finished first 5 times, but never finished last in the Masters. And, you know, when you think about that for a second, it's pretty wild. He finished last. After everybody was cut, the final 60 players, he was last. But he made the cut. He thought, you know, hey, it was a win for him because he made the cut and he got to play the weekend. You know, he has the mentality, he thinks he can win. I think he's nuts. By the way, you finish last in the Masters, you still get $44,400. There's a lot of people where that's their salary for the year. Wow. And then you think, I mean, how hard of a tournament was this? How great are some of these players I'm about to name? Great. Phenomenal players. Phenomenal. John Rahm won it last year, +9 this year. Golf is just unlike anything, isn't it? A tradition unlike any other golf in terms of the difficulty. Ole Thabele, 2-time champ. I know he's older now, but God, +9. I mean, Mickelson, +8. He's in better shape than Tiger is, you know? And he had a big time high score. Hideki Matsuyama's won this thing, +7. Fowler, +6. I mean, these are some of the world's best players. Jason Day, historical players, Hall of Famers. Rory McIlroy, +4, you know? So, it was a great tournament, as it always is. And Scottie Scheffler, amazing stuff. Amazing stuff, you know? Back nine, Amen Corner, Rays Creek, all that played, the wind, the bunkers, it all played into it. And, you know, what's absolutely amazing is you've got Scottie Scheffler now, like I said, he's kind of tailor-made to, you know, win just about any tournament. He's got the whole game, the whole package. You know, we'll see what he does at the PGA. We'll see what he does, you know, Valhalla and that course. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, Open Championships, my God. I mean, the guy can do anything he wants. You know, any hole, any place, anywhere in the world. You know, he can do it. You know, he can do it. And, you know, if he's putting the way he putts and does his thing, you know, it's, he's the best player in the world. And it's going to be, you know, a really, really hard thing for people to catch him if he's doing that. You know, there's no doubt about it. The final thing I'll say is every year I always look at the Masters and I dream of going. I probably would put it, I mean, I've been to the Kentucky Derby. I've done Army Navy. I checked off a bunch of frozen, or I checked off a bunch of stuff right before I got married. Boy, it's a good thing I did that. You know, Frozen Four, Kentucky Derby, Bachelor Party, Army Navy was before that. I've been to all three Triple Crown horse races. I've been to multiple PGA Championships. I want to go to every major just once. I've done the PGA 4 times. I did the PGA 3 times at Oak Hill and once at Baltusrol. But I really want to just do one. I want to just do all the majors at least once. And then if I'm lucky enough when I'm older to go to more, that's great. But I just want to do the Masters once. I don't need to go a million times. I want to go, you know, to the first day, do my thing, spend a bunch of money in the gift shop, and then come home. That's all I want to do. Maybe play in Georgia that next morning and then come home. Go to a Braves game, something like that, and go home. 2-day trip, gone. That's it. That's all I want to do. I don't need to go to a million Masters. I would have loved to have gone when Tiger was in his prime, but now that ship has sailed as well. I've seen Tiger play in person many times. I've been in press conferences with Tiger Woods. So I don't need to necessarily do that. I just want to go see it once. I want to go to one day and that's it. That's all I want to do. If I'm lucky enough to go on a weekend, great. But again, weekend golf for the majors, it's not that fun. It just isn't. The crowds are crazy. It's hard to see, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I want to do that. Is it number one on my bucket list? I mean, it might be. It's probably between that, you know, the Open Championship, the Ryder Cup. One of those three, I would really have to break it down and think. But it's got to be golf number one at this point. But I've always wanted to go. That's number one when I watch it. Number two is you can't imagine. I know it's real. I know it is. I know the azaleas are real. All the flowers, the race creek, the beauty, the green. I know it's real, but man, you watch it, you're like, this place can't be real. Yeah, right? Like, it can't be real. It just can't be real. I mean, the flyover that you can do at Masters.com, I would suggest everybody do it, of the 13th, which is called Azalea, the hole. Like, you can't, there's no way that is real. It can't be that green. Can it? It can't be. I can't imagine it. You know, I can't imagine it. Those bunkers in the back and, oh my gosh. I just, it's, you can't imagine it. You know? and the Nelson Bridge, and I don't know, man. You know, and that's just one, you know, it's a par 5, 545, and it's just, it's redonkulous. I mean, it's just crazy the way these holes look. You're just like, it can't be real. I know it is real. I know it is, but it just can't be real. So congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, man. Second Masters title. Unbelievable stuff. Dominated the back nine, like I said. And, you know, you had that early challenge. Like I said, Max Homa birdied 8, moved into the share of the lead. It was Scheffler, Morikawa, Oberg, right? It was that group. Scheffler, Morikawa, Oberg, Max Homa. 4 players tied for the lead. Midway point, Battle Royale, it's all set up. And Scheffler said, And the back nine began a hole earlier. You know, brilliant birdie on the ninth. And it signaled the run to the title. And all the things that, you know, you dream about as a Masters champ and how to do it, he did it. You know, player struggled on 12, running with Race Creek, Homa. Tee shot bounces off the downslope, back green, patch of greenery, takes that unplayable lie penalty, boom, next shot fails to make the green, he's done, right? And he just kept going and scoring, Scheffler. Even though he bogeyed 11, didn't panic, you know? Straight tee shots, amazing putting, great bounce backs, amazing stuff. And really, you thought about it, you know? You thought about kind of 1960s, Arnie Palmer and Jack Nicklaus helped each other put it on, and Tiger and Phil, 05, 06, right? John Rahm helping Scottie Scheffler, you know? And Scheffler, of course, I'll leave you with this quote. How about this for some, you know, zero ego stuff? I feel like I'm playing good golf right now. I feel like I'm in control of my emotions. I feel like I'm maturing as a person on the golf course. Okay, I'd say so. I'd say so. No wild celebrations. He barely, you know, I don't even think he tipped the cap on his way up to 18. I didn't see that. But, you know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Great win. Awesome tournament, as it always is. Mike Lindsley with you here. It's an ML Sports Platter Edition brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward and a tip of the cap thank you as well to Burn Dairy, CH Insurance, Bonnet Sales and Service, and our great friends over at Cicero Golf Shop. If you're in and around Central New York, Route 11 and Cicero, stop by for all the awesome equipment from TaylorMade to Ping and everything in between, and make sure you work on your game at the practice facility as well. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
At CH Insurance, your family is our family. We take pride in protecting you, your loved ones, and the things that matter most with the best personal coverage at the best premium. From home and auto insurance to boat, motorcycle, renter's insurance, CH finds the exact coverage you need without breaking the bank.
They believe in their community and care about those they do business with. I have both personal and business policies with CH, and there's never a doubt they're in my corner.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning your trip to the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.